But this silly thing, you talk about social media, right? Everybody start to run for a surgical mask. But is the surgical mask the solution or not? Then if the surgical mask is not the solution, and no matter how many millions of masks we have, we will never have enough. And the whole world is fighting for this, right? Now as we speak, the mask used to be 20 cents one piece, now it's $2 one piece. And now you pay $3, you also may not get a mask. So, it's a very difficult decision. If we don't issue masks, and if we don't issue surgical masks, everybody scold us. Everybody say that we don't care. If we issue surgical masks and give everybody surgical masks just to make them feel shook, because they say Carrie Lam wear masks, right? At the conference, right? Everybody must wear masks, right? Today you see newspaper? What is happening to Hong Kong now? What did South China Morning Post just report about Hong Kong? Huh? They are down to less than 1 month's supply of masks for their medical people. Which means that when the medical people don't even get the mask, you think they dare to go and take care of the sick people? If we have done what we have done, like Hong Kong, without thinking, and ask Carrie Lam, if PM, myself, Lawrence Wong, Gan Kim Yong, go to press conference, everybody wear a mask, today everybody panic, I can guarantee you, today, our hospital system will have broken down. There will be no more surgical masks for our hospital people, because people have all used up by tissue paper. If every Singaporean use a surgical mask, one day we will burn 5 million surgical masks, if not more. And since we don't know your question, right? Since we don't know how long we're going to fight this war, right? And the supply lines are cut already, right? How long must we conserve the surgical mask to make sure that our medical system still can work? It could be 3 months, it could be 6 months, correct? You all now understand the difficulty? But then I have a problem. We have a problem. Because everybody is clamoring for a mask. And we know that the surgical mask will all be wasted and we will end up like Hong Kong one of these days without masks for their medical workers. So what did we do? So can I be frank? We took a gamble. I took a gamble. To calm the nerve, I distribute 4 to everybody to use only when you are sick and go to a hospital. To calm the nerves. But to issue 4 to every family, I burned another 5 million masks from my limited stockpile. When China now asks for masks, right? China is burning at the rate of hundreds of millions per day. You know? Which country and which production line can even meet China's needs? Cannot, right? I examine, go down to this level. One machine, worldwide same machine, the 3-ply one. 1 month, 2 million masks, max rate. One machine. So we took a gamble. Give people the mask. Then po hang like that. Give you the mask. Don't get chok. Because first of all, why use the mask when it's not even community outbreak or anything of the sort, when it's not proven effective? Keep the surgical mask as much as possible to the medical people first. Then if the evidence proves so, my next line of people is not to give everybody. My next line of people will be those at the front line. Drivers, service staff or whatever. So we need to prioritize and triage. So can you see, like, I am literally having to do this like a military operation. When to give masks to which group of people, tier by tier. So we hear the bus drivers concern, the taxi drivers concern. We even think of how to save the masks, like during SARS. You know SARS, we got no masks, right? Don't have enough of the N95. Right? What did we do? We literally wind down the window. Seriously. But today, the bus want to wind down window, so cannot. Or aircon bus. See, first world problem. You tell me which bus can wind down window, your bus can wind down window. You find me one bus can wind down window, I'll bring you that bus to the museum already. See? So I hope you all understand. I'm being very blunt, being very frank, how we manage this thing. Now, will we issue masks to the bus driver and the taxi drivers? I'm thinking very hard now. Because I can issue you the haze mask if it's just a security blanket. But I have to ask the same thing. How long must we last in this fight? Right? Because the fear that we had issuing the four masks to every family was this. Everybody anyhow use, next week all come back and ask you for more masks, what will government do? If government cannot give more masks the next week, the whole country will panic, right? If people never come down and listen to government and say only use when you need it. If everybody take four masks, that's why everybody scold us. Walao eh, my family got five members, you give me four masks, how is enough? They say, uncle, only when you sick. They say, what if my family, all five fellas fall sick together? Then what's the answer? Stay at home, call the ambulance, take the whole family there together already. Don't need to go and take five masks already. I mean, seriously, if your whole family sick until like that, then we really call the ambulance and quarantine you, go and send you to NCID already. Won't be taking you mask by mask. So actually, the Chinese say, 沉着应战. But the problem today in social media is this. People like to compare. Hey, why other countries do this? You all never do. Then how come today the social media never ask? How come Hong Kong run out of masks, we never run out of masks? Correct. How come China run out of masks, we never run out of masks? So you see, we like to choose the type of thing that we like to select and compare, but we never think about how long. Because my number one question in my mind now is exactly what Mr. Lee said. I don't know how long we must fight this. And I must prepare for the day where I have to fight this for at least 6 months. Correct? SARS took us at least 6 months. And that was a very good case because SARS, the lethality, usually it's like that, lethality very high, the disease die off very fast one. Lethality like flu very low one, it will last for a long time. So we don't know which one to be happy or sad. You want the slow boy one, or you want the sharp one. Because that also later affects the economic recovery plan. Okay. So these are the real unknowns that we have to deal with. So DOSCON Orange, did we anticipate it? Yes. Did we put in place the thing? Yes. But can we tell you all and get you ready before we announce? No. Because if that's the case, and everybody get different speed, even more loan. Okay. Mask, I explained to you already. Then the next thing I want to explain to you all and share with you is this. Why did the run happen? Run on the supermarket, right? Actually, this one, I damn ashamed. You know what? Xia sui. I don't know how to say in English. Hey, what's English xia sui called?
Disgrace.
We embarrass ourselves. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. We disgrace ourselves. Don't say third word. Third word, some people also quite nice one. Like Tommy goes, they don't criticize people third word. Actually, it's not kiasu. Actually, never think. Never think. First of all, what is there to run? Of all things, rice. Rice since 1970, we've been stockpiling. In fact, I can tell you I'm very happy now. Finally, got people turn over my rice stockpile. Actually, that night, Friday night, I go tahan. I was thinking, maybe some retailers, hey, are you involved or not? The retailer trying to clear the old Chinese New Year stock, Christmas stock, send out all the video and the thing, then everybody go and chiong. So now, when you go to Sheng Siong and NTUC, you buy all fresh stock. Because all the suckers have bought the old stock. Who responsible? Put up the hand. Who circulate one? Okay, but today, come to social media that Rose talk about. Today, the problem is not psychological defense. We can teach 95% to be steady. 5% not steady. Actually, that night, I over the weekend, I really analyzed all the picture and video circulated. No? And I concluded there's only about less than 10 video and less than 30 picture circulated. I can almost name them, name you all the photos and videos that I've seen. The first one is the Auntie Bukit Indomie. Correct? The 115 one. That one photo gonna send to me like 5-6 times. Even my WhatsApp group, I don't know y'all gonna how many times. Right? Then another two idiots wear mask, wear goggle, young couple go and buy things one. But actually, the number of photos is finite, you know. The number of people accessing it is disproportionate, so everybody scare everybody. Correct? Then the video also same thing, correct? There's only two videos circulating, them hao lian one, them show off, show their bomb shelter, right? Well, I got my mini mart here. You think I never seen, correct? So then everybody will love, he got mini mart, I also must have mini mart. Right? Xia sui. Then, so I wait, I want to scold people already, but of course, PM won't scold people, scold people must leave to people like me to scold people, right? So, you think about it. Okay lah, rice you scared, 世界末日, like, because people think, Doscon orange means Wuhan, no. That's what people go in, right? So okay lah, you, what, stock rice, stock noodles, okay lah, I can tahan lah. Then why stock toilet paper? If you eat all the rice and instant noodle, you confirm diarrhea. You explain to me lah. Then why Hong Kong people stock toilet paper? Because monkey see, monkey do. Hong Kong people stock toilet paper because people scared. Toilet paper come from China. Tomorrow China no toilet paper, we all cannot go pangsai. Right? Our toilet paper come from where? Indonesia and Malaysia. So got Indonesia and Malaysia cut off our toilet paper supply or not? Yeah. Cut off that one, the famous one from Sun Xueling. Bo zua zui ya ho. No paper, water also can. So why do we behave so idiotically? I cannot tahan. Right? Then the selfish idiot go and take all the alcohol swipe because got no more clean wipe, right? Take alcohol swipe, you know the small one, to clean table. That one people use for medical, you know the diabetic patient must clean the skin then poke the needle through one. Walao eh, you take that one to clean table, clean finger. That one I really cannot tahan. Why condoms also get run out of stock? Press leave. Self-entertainment. In case of lockdown, self-entertainment. I thought in case of lockdown, at least 9 months later, TFR go up, still got chance. So can you explain to me why Singaporean like that? Right? So wait, so that night some of you right were at PM's Chokomei, right? 80% of you were not listening to PM's speech. I know because I was watching behind. Everybody forwarding all the stupid photo and video to the friends, correct? You all don't bluff me. I from behind, I see everyone. Nobody listening to PM. You were listening. You multitasking. Then I also have to 8:30. Wow, have to send out everybody steady, steady. Wow, I never have my Facebook post. In 1 hour, a few thousand people see one. You know. Today I checked the thing, 700,000 people saw that Facebook post to tell people steady lah. You know, you see now social media, how fast the thing viral? I got reason or not? Or no reason. Now then you ask me, hey then people shout, hey, why don't you all ration? So why did we hold back? Why did I hold back the decision to ration? Because once you see people run, right? Okay, got problem. Because if we that day we say ration, then the people mind was saying, you confirm don't have, that's why you ration, right? Lucky panic, right? So you steady lah. Anyway, since I need to clear rice stock and noodle stock, right? So, you all carry on lah, carry on. No, but you really think about it lah. Xia sui, you know. No, then I cannot tahan already. Until Saturday night, I got to scold people. That's why I got this viral thing going around. Say supposedly from me. It's from me lah, because I cannot tahan it. I must tell my grassroots leader. You know why this is so bad? Hong Kong behave badly. Okay lah, their problem lah, correct? But Hong Kong behave badly, and even if they behave like idiots, somebody will do business with them because they're part of China. If we behave badly, people think that our society is like that one, we lose our brain one, and cannot be steady one, got anybody want to do business with us after this or not? And already people 趁火打劫, people trying to raise the price already. Then we all behave like idiots like that, the foreign supplier will all lucky raise their price. We all got masks, you know, we all buy masks. Buy masks, almost have to send SAF down there to guard the mask. Pay money already, before the thing move out of the factory, must pay one more time. Go to the airplane, must pay one more time. Every step, in order to fight for masks worldwide behind the scene. And if Singaporeans behave like that, all my ESG officer, ST log officer, all will die. People will say that, your country like that, right? All kanchong already, right? Mask, instead of 20 cents go $2, now 20 cents go $3. So you see, we all, in trying to be, not we all, some of us just a small group behaving like idiots like that will kill all of us. You will kill our current price negotiation strategy. You will kill our future business opportunity. So can you all do me a favor? Next time you see an idiot queuing up at NTUC buy 16 packets of rice, can you just go up to him and ask, hey friend, you need so many packets of rice or what? You open provision shop. Yesterday my wife go and buy bread. The fellow said, got one auntie come buy 36 loaves of bread. Mean, you know. For the neighbors, so caring, right? So caring for the neighbors. So you see, why do we behave like that? So seriously, I was very upset on Saturday because it has long-term implications on our international standing. Every country can behave like idiots. Singaporeans must not behave like idiots. Then we behave properly, then we show the world how different we can be. Then people will have confidence. Now the war haven't even peaked yet, you know. Then we all 阵脚大乱. We all gabra ourselves. Then how to go and convince people that we are steady one? Right? Okay, so I come out very nicely, say nicely. So of course when I talk to the media, I say nicely lah, hoping that they will carry the message nicely lah. But when I talk to my own grassroots leader, I point blank one. If we continue to behave like that, the virus won't kill us. Our own behavior will kill ourselves. Correct? That's exactly what's happening. So now I'm trying to stop this. So today, I think things are more calm already. But you just wait. How many of you believe that in 2 days' time, something will run again? Maybe hand sanitizer, I don't know. I don't know what else people will run. That hand sanitizer is a first world problem. No? If you don't have hand sanitizer, use what? Soap. Don't have Lux soap, also got ayam soap. The long, long one, the brown, the yellow color one. Those who don't know how to laugh, very young one. That one must cut into the square cube. Last time we got ayam brand one. So, sanitizers are really for frontline staff, got no time to go and wash hands. The rest of us, every 5 meters, got one toilet, one, please go and use soap and wash hands. Correct? Then people say, how can the government be so bad? Never stock up hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer essential goods or not? Don't have, right? Okay, I'm telling you how we intend to stock up essential goods and I need your cooperation because we're all in the business. Let me ask, when in emergency like this, in contingency like this, can we still choose like whether I want kangkong or tauge? As far as I'm concerned, I choose carbohydrate, rice, noodle, right? Make sure I have enough for a prolonged period of time. Protein, meat, whether it's chicken, fish or whatever, all substitutable one, right? Vegetable, greens, whether it's frozen, canned food, all substitutable. Right? That's how we stockpile our things. Where got people, oh, I go down there, got no more kangkong. Oh, this is really very Singaporean, you know. I mean, canned food cannot. If really worse come to this, if the supply lines are cut for 3-4 months, you tell me I must go and still find kangkong and tauge, we will use what we have. And we must be a bit more hardy than this. Cannot be like that. So I don't know where to hide my face when I hear this kind of thing. Then another one, the mask one, I cannot tahan. I must tell you, today I must vomit blood. Okay, we give 4 masks, right? Then the question comes, hey, I got children. You got children size or not? Then don't have children size, how the children use the mask? Surgical mask. And what's the answer? What's the answer? Hey, surgical mask, right? You really need to cover up the children. If the mask too big, what do we do? Huh? If cannot, if you put the surgical mask over the children, right? Too loose, right? What do you do? Tie a knot, can or not? Right? We all know, right? This one elastic one, right? Rubber band, right? Tie one knot, can already, right? Like that, also must make a big song and dance. That's why our government minister very busy. I'm trying to think of 2 steps down the road, what to do. But you see, so this type of thing, outside this room, cannot scold people, right? Must be very nice, right? So can you all next time see this type of behavior? Can you help me to get rid of all these kind of questions? At least you all can think clearly 2 steps down the road, what to do. Walao, I tell you, last one, 2 weeks, vomit blood. Okay, so the mask one Saturday. Now, why February 18? It's not why February 18. Actually, whatever we can do, okay, that's proof. Okay, now, then when it comes to your that type of thing, we won't be so specific one. Okay, cash is cash. Cash is fungible one. we will try to help all those affected ones, the tour agents, the tourist industry, the buses and whatnot. We will try to give you some, the most difficult problem that you all have told me over the last 2 weeks that SCCCI have helped me is the 资金周转, the cash flow, right? So wherever I give you the cash flow, then you flow lah. But I don't want to be so prescriptive and say I give you car park. Because I give you car park, the other fellow don't need car park, then he scold me, all right? So we just help you, whether you tourist, tour agency and whatnot. We try to give you some ways whereby you can flow your cash, all right? Now, having said this, okay, then what are we going to do for the budget? Now, go back to Mr. Lee's question again. A lot of people are now trying to get over the difficult times, 突破这个难关, right? But this one will be very short-sighted. Okay, learn from SARS. SARS, everybody, every country only prepare to get past SARS, alright? But actually what is most important? The most important is to position ourselves after SARS to make sure that we recover fastest. That's why the global financial crisis, everybody fall like a rock, right? Then we the next year went up 14.5% because while we are dealing with the current, we must make sure that we think two steps down the road. So in the budget, you will hear the following things. There's one part of the budget that will help to stabilize the situation and support all the difficult challenges that you are facing now. But I must ask you all this favor. Don't just look at the here and now. Take this chance to ask ourselves, when the recovery finally comes, whether it's 6 months, 9 months, how do we position your business, our economy, to go out faster than the rest of the people? Okay, I can tell you, Hong Kong, they are not thinking about this because they are all only here and now. We must distinguish ourselves as Singapore to think of the beyond here and now. So there will be, beyond the immediate help package, there will be a package which I hope that you all seriously take advantage of, which is to position your business beyond the crisis. Then when finally the recovery comes, we can all do much better. Okay? So that one you must do. That one you must plan. And I need to ask you all to do this. When you now got spare capacity, right? Can you all don't sack the workers immediately? Take the government help, train the workers, use some chance to help the workers to stay around for a while so that you prepare for the next phase. I don't know whether 3 months or 6 months, but if you let go of the workers immediately, then we are all in trouble again.
Okay, in fact, I actually try to talk to Ministry of Manpower so that my plan is that what you actually say that, okay, we should think after this critical period, how we better room up our business. I mean the turnover, all this thing. But then MOM was saying to me that if let's say you are not able to retain the staff, then let them go. I don't want to set my staff, but MOM is asking me, you set my staff.
Okay, first, huh?
Sure.
Now, steady, huh? Steady breakfast. Steady, huh? Okay, let's be very frank, huh? So just now I was very blunt already, huh? Some of you have to change the business model, huh? If you don't change the business model and you don't diversify and your concentration risk, even if we help you this time, we cannot help you the next time. So while we help you, can sumpa or not? Huh? We will make sure we help you, but you must help yourself. Okay? If we still have not learned the lesson about diversification, and I don't mean just China, I mean China, India, and everything, we better learn it fast. Because it affects you, it affects me, it affects all of us. So I give you an example. Tourism. Actually, do you know that in Singapore, our tourist market can grow up even faster? I got tons of tourists queuing up to come to Singapore. You know that I tell STB, don't take them. We now don't go for numbers game. And I will not allow the Chinese tourists to go more than 20%. Not the Indian market, not the Indonesian market. Because we'll be held ransom. You look at what happened to Taiwan, South Korea, Japan. When the market is turned off, either for political reasons or economic reasons, we are dead. Right? So I have done what I can do at the national level. I need your help. At your local level, can you also do that? That applies to tourists. That also applies to supply chains. Today, a lot of us depend on the cheap Chinese import, but we end up single source. Okay, having from two Chinese cities doesn't mean it's double source, huh? Hey, you all don't laugh, got people tell me, hey, I diversify, one Hubei, one Hunan. Okay, because sometimes the problem is this. But we do have a problem, okay? Which are the two biggest factories of the world now? It's China.